State lawmakers have just a few more days to come together on a new balanced budget. It's mostly there. Yesterday, lawmakers agreed to set aside millions for a new downtown campus of the University of Central Florida in Orlando, plus $75 million for the state's charter schools. The House and Senate also agreed to spend $700 million on school construction projects. That would be borrowed money, something Governor Scott has not been in favor of in the past. Budget leaders have also struck out language that would defund Planned Parenthood. The Orlando Lakes Republican Richard Corcoran defended the House's position based on those undercover videos that called into question the organization.
And we felt until that cloud was lifted that we should have that prohibition. But, you know, this is a negotiation. We're dealing with an $80-plus billion budget. And I think at the end of the day, we have a budget that serves the people of the state very, very well.
Even though it's not part of the budget, a separate bill awaiting action in the Senate could still block taxpayer money going to abortion organizations. The session is scheduled to end on Friday.